In Singapore, at least 18 people were injured when hundreds of South Asian migrant workers rioted after a road accident killed an Indian citizen. It was the first riot in the small country in decades. Charles Collins reports.
The violence erupted in the city-state's crowded Little India neighborhood Sunday night after an Indian worker was hit and killed by a private bus driven by a Singaporean. Police arrested 27 South Asians, some of whom hurled bottles and other objects at authorities who tried to calm the scene. The majority of the injured were police and Defense Force personnel. It was the first outbreak of mob violence in the country since 1969. Benedict Tang is a Singaporean media consultant. He said there are sometimes tensions in the country with its large migrant community.
There has been problems over the years in terms of housing, where they were actually cramped up into full housing spaces, and also compensation when they were injured in accidents.
Tang said the country's small Catholic church tries to help migrants in need.
They try to help these workers in terms of getting compensation whenever they get injured or improve housing conditions. But there are far too many foreign workers in Singapore for the church to cope.
The riot came on the same day Singapore's ruling political party adopted an 8-point mission statement, which resolved to strengthen the Singaporean identity where people of different races, religions, and backgrounds, quote, live harmoniously together, embrace one another as fellow citizens, and work together for a better Singapore. I'm Charles Collins.